Hey everybody, Sharon McLaughlin here. I'm the founder of MindLow and the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Facebook group. Each week, I'll be bringing you tips to help build your business. One of the problems that we have as business owners is that we don't know where to focus, and this is where my journals come in. Could you do me a favor? If you like what you're hearing, could you leave a good review and also share it with a friend? Before we get started, I have to remind you that my journal is now on sale. You can find that at mindlull.com. That's MindLull.com. If you're struggling with how you're spending your time, then do me a favor, take a look at it. We sit down on Sunday night, we plan out our week, and we reassess at the end of each day. There's also some trackers in there, and there's some journal prompts to really get you thinking about what you want in your business. All of this is designed to move the needle forward. All right, guys, let's get started. Hello, hello. Today, I wanted to speak about increasing our visibility. Now, as business owners, we need eyeballs on our business. One of the ways that we can do this is through social media, and so many of us are doing this. You know, I look around at different accounts. It's getting harder and harder to grow on social media. I'll see 5 likes, 6 likes, 3 likes. Once in a while, I'll see a number of likes. But here's the thing. Try not to go on social media with the intention of selling. Go on social media with the intention of connecting, forming relationships, and building that network. How do you form relationships? You're helpful, right? You have experience, and now you want to share that. So look to form relationships and be helpful. Show up with the intention of saying to yourself, what can I do today to help someone else? And when you do that, you'll see opportunities. You'll create opportunities of visibility because you'll be partnering with perhaps other businesses, organizations. You can do some work with schools. Show up and share what you know. And because you do that, other opportunities will come, and some of these will be paid opportunities. And when you show up, you also have the opportunity to share what you're doing, your products and services. So it really is a win-win for everyone. When you show up on social media with the intention of selling and it's all about your product, probably not going to get too far. I think in the past it was easier, but now social media is saturated. I don't have to tell you that. If you look at the stats, the reach and engagement, it's lower. So you really want to make sure that you're putting engaging content out there that's educational, that's entertaining, and really with the purpose of helping others. You can't go wrong if you're trying to help others. I have a Facebook group. It's called Female Physician Entrepreneurs. And I wake up every day, and when I think about that group, I say to myself, what can I do today to help others? And it really has served me well. I've made mistakes, there's no doubt. But overall, I think I've done pretty good with the group. It continues to grow, and I have a lot of positive feedback. That being said, that group that I started has allowed me to have so many opportunities, whether it's coaching, we've done programs together, consulting has come out of that, speaking events. Really, because of that group that I formed and with the intention of helping others, so much of this has come back to me, and I'm truly and very grateful for all those opportunities. So how else can you meet people to network with? I think LinkedIn is a great opportunity, a great platform to do business to business. Get on there and see what type of summits are going on, how you can form connections. In general, people want to be on a summit, right? But you can't just say, oh, you know, put me on your next summit. It doesn't work like that. You really have to show your expertise, what you want to be known for, show that you're the industry leader, which you are. And honestly, most of my people that follow me, we're physicians, right? Here in this Female Physician Entrepreneur Facebook group, we are industry leaders. We know a lot about health and wellness. We have special interest. So make sure you share that. You have a message to share, and it should be shared. On top of that, we are exceptional leaders. We've been through residency, we've all had leadership positions, we've run practices. Even if you're employed, somewhere along your career, you were a leader. I know with my plastic surgery practice that I had, it gave me great opportunity to be a leader. I was in charge of, I think the most I had at one point was 6. I had 6 staff at one point, grew that business. When it comes down to it, it was all about the message and really being helpful to other people, right? We wanted to be helpful to the patients. And because of that, the business grew. Because of that, I was able to market through mostly word of mouth. I didn't really do too much marketing and advertising there, but I did show up in certain ways. If the hospital needed a speaker, I would show up. If my high school needed someone to come and talk about career development, I would show up. So because of those little things, I was able to meet other people, and it really added up. The Chamber of Commerce had reached out, they needed a speaker. I remember the bank needed a speaker. They were doing an event for business owners. I showed up to that. So show up, make connections, let people know that you're willing to help out, that you want to help out. And it really comes down to helping other people, but you will grow. To answer the question, how do I get more visibility? It's all about networking, not just going on social media talking about your products, not just going on social media talking about your lifestyle and wondering why, you're not really gaining any traction here. Your best bet is making connections with others. And everyone, regardless of whether we're a physician or not, we have a business, we have a message, we have a product or service that we want to get out there. That product or service should be helping other people. It is, right? Otherwise, why would you create it? So get out there yourself and let people know that you want to help and make those connections. There are many different ways to do this. Position yourself as the industry leader that you are. Whether you're a doctor or not, you have a business and you're the expert of that product or service. You could create a book. It's going to take time, but you could do this. You can self-publish on Amazon. Again, it will take a little bit of time, but it's very doable. You should be an excellent speaker. You may say to yourself, I'm not a good speaker. This is a skill that you need to learn how to build up. All of us have a TEDx talk in front of us, as far as I'm concerned. We all have an important message to share, and our goal should be to be on that TEDx circle, right? That little red circle that people stand on and they give their TEDx talk. That to me is an industry leader, and we all have that in ourselves. So work on that and use that. Leverage it. Think about leveraging yourself and everything that you have to offer, whether it's your education, whether it's from previous relationships and connections, whether it's your knowledge, whether it's your ability to help and share yourself. And we all have that within us. One of the easiest ways to build up a platform right now is a podcast. It's a very low entry to get into. You have a podcast, line up some guest speakers, reach out to them and connect. You will show authority by doing this. And in return, your name will be shared. Think about how you can help others. Are the people growing? Think about similar target markets and just overall about helping people. So have someone on your podcast. Make the story about them. Make sure it's going to be a win-win for them. On our prior episodes, you could see that I've interviewed many, many physicians, all about what they're doing, their products and services, their story. When I first got started with podcast, I was very uncomfortable. So I would ask some basic questions, but again, it served me well, so I continued doing it. Tell us your story. If you were to look back, would you do anything differently? Going forward, what would you want? That's it, three basic questions. Anyone listening to this podcast right now has the ability to ask those three simple questions. You can even send out those questions ahead of time to the person that you're going to be speaking to because they themselves are usually nervous. They kind of want to have an idea of what those questions are. But when I started this podcast, if you listen back, those were the questions that I asked. Now it's about growing our business. And in this series, we're going to be reaching out to people outside of medicine to grow our businesses. We're all here to grow our businesses, and this is one of the best steps. Network, get out there, show your expertise, help others, have them be able to show their expertise, and it is a win-win for everyone. So, in summary, to increase your visibility, you need to get out there and you need to network. You need to form relationships. You need to say to yourself, how is it that I can help someone else? And show other people that you want to help them. All right, guys, I'll see you in another episode. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.